St Mary's of Convoy back in a junior final. It's been 15 years. It's been a long wait for the club to return to the decider, Lawrence.
Yeah, look, 15 years, I suppose it's a long time coming. We've had a lot of good players in that time. We just haven't got over the line. Thankfully now we have the opportunity on Sunday, and there's a great excitement about the Paris and the three villages. Looking forward to Sunday. We just hope to go out and do ourselves justice on the day.
Yeah, obviously looking to step up to intermediate football as well with victory at the weekend. But I suppose in your campaign, going through the sections that you were involved in, it was a solid campaign, and then obviously coming through in the semi-final against Convoy with 7 points to spare. Do you feel you're in good shape now going into this one, Lawrence?
Yeah, actually, look, we got through the group kind of okay with good games and bad games. We got the 4 victories. Then went to the semi, got straight to the semi against Letterkenny. We knew we had to deliver a big performance because the Gaels have been, like ourselves, knocking the door for a while, and they have a lot of quality players, and thankfully our lads delivered a big performance last weekend to get over the line.
Yeah, obviously the Gaels were a side that were looking to get back to a junior final as well, having lost out 12 months ago, but you marshalled their key players very well. You're going to have to do it again against Downings, and I'm sure the opposition at the weekend is probably going to be the toughest you're going to meet this year, is it, Lawrence?
Yeah, that's I said there at the weekend as well. Downing is going to be a step again. Like ourselves, they got promotion to Division 2 for this season. Obviously, with COVID, that didn't happen. But they've been making great progress as well. It makes for a very entertaining match on Sunday. The team that gets their performance right that day will come out on top. I think it was very evenly matched teams, and hopefully we come out the right side.
Joe McGill stepped up with 9 points in the semi-final one against the Gaels. Is it going to take another big performance from your big players if you get over the line, Lawrence?
Ah, exactly. Our big players had to step up, but no, it has to be everybody step up to play the game, same as last week. There was a lot of very good performances out the field, and Joseph kicked the ball over the bar to get the accolade he deserves. He's been practicing a lot for it.
Yeah,
but there's more players in the field to get the ball to him, and there they take over the mantle if opportunity arises.
Yeah. So what's the build-up been like then since the semi-final? Obviously, the original date for the semi-final had to be postponed with COVID issues in the area, but what's it been like since the semi-final and amongst the club and amongst the parish, Lawrence?
Oh, it's been a good excitement. Obviously, it's a short turnaround with the 7 days, but everybody's getting buzzing and the parish and the three villages are putting up button and looking forward to the final. The lads are excited and looking to put their best foot forward and try and get a result on Sunday.
Yeah. You were involved 15 years ago in 2005, weren't you?
Yes, myself and Liam Mealy was also in nets that day, and Packy Mealy was playing as well.
Yeah, but you're back in a final. You're player manager this year. Will you be lining out come Sunday again, Lawrence?
We'll see how we feel come Sunday.
Yeah,
did last week, but we'll see how we feel come Sunday.
Yeah, okay. Well, that's, what will this mean then to the club finally, Lawrence, if you were to take what would be a huge one for St Mary's?
Oh, exactly. Actually, we've been making huge strides the last number of years. We went from 20 years in Division 4 to Division 2 now in 3 years. And this would be, icing on the cake to get into intermediate football. Similarly, Downings, we're trying to progress the club on and off the pitch, and this is the next step for us, and hopefully we can deliver the performance on Sunday with matches of the occasion.
Yeah, okay. Listen, Lawrence, thanks again for taking the call, and we wish you all the best in the final this coming weekend.
Thanks very much, Ashton.